It's National Burger Day.
Which sure. Burger better.
This, you talked about this earlier, National Burger Day.
Hamburger Day, Ben.
Yeah,
not
that's right.
Cheeseburger.
Okay. It is hamburger. Hamburger Day, which is there a National Cheeseburger Day?
Yes, in September.
Well, okay, so it's a separate day. So I'm not sure why it's National Hamburger Day, not Cheeseburger.
I saw now, earlier when we asked this on the Today game, it's because they were created in Hamburg, Germany.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's why they the burger is German?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow,
Dirk. That's right. Dirk calls them burgers.
Yeah. Oh.
That's actually because Gary Trent.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No,
yep.
I think that's Gary Trent. Right.
But how about that?
Yeah.
What has America ever done?
Nothing.
What have we?
Man, we just told the Indians it's ours, and now here are all our food chains.
Trying to think of Talladega Nights. What did he say we brought? And then he goes, "You're welcome." Oh, missionary.
Yeah, missionary.
Missionary work.
Create that one.
Yeah. Work.
In your face, yeah, world.
You're welcome. Okay, so it's National Burger Day, but I say we open this up. We don't have to be burgers. It could be cheeseburgers for this case. And we talk about burgers a lot because burger better. But on this show, we do talk about burgers a lot. What is the best burger in DFW?
I don't know.
You've got to try the local spicy cowboy.
But the Dallas Morning News is Sarah, I got to get her name right because I know her. Blaskovich at the Dallas Morning News has a list of the 15 essential burger joints in DFW. All right?
Okay.
So tell me
I'll tell you if I've had it, but I will also tell you that I have a burger that I know is not on that list that I think is the best burger I've ever had, but I'll tell you at the end.
Are you going to say a Furs burger?
No, but that is a good Salisbury steak burger. It's not really a burger, but Salisbury steak.
First on the list is Bubba's 33.
Never had it.
Now, it's a national chain made by Kent Taylor, who founded the Texas Roadhouse, Ben.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the place you wanted to go.
Heavily promoted and was outvoted in Surprise, Arizona.
Aren't there peanut shells on the floor?
Yes, that's their appetizer. It's awesome. But there's one in Mesquite, Bubba's 33.
Okay.
So I might go try that. Burger House. Plenty of burger houses around here. You ever been to the Burger House? You've been to the Burger House, right?
I think so. Is that the one that's kind of got a garlicky burger? It's I'm thinking of. It's good. It's garlicky. Good burger.
They got really good fries there, though, too, as well. How about Fred's Texas Cafe? That's out in Fort Worth. Never had a Fred burger.
No.
I've been told for years to go have a Fred burger. Never did it, Ben.
Yeah.
Gotta go do it.
Never been to Fred's.
Goff's Hamburgers.
Okay.
Now, they've been in town for 70 years. It's off Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah.
Have you ever played golf?
I have played Goff Burger.
Now,
it's good burger.
The original one burned down.
Oh.
But they've reopened. The one on Hillcrest burned down, but they've reopened off Mockingbird and 75.
That was dramatic. Good comeback.
Good Friend Beer Garden and Burger House?
Never heard of it.
Oh, Good Friend is awesome. Good Friend is kind of in the Lakewood area, or East Dallas, I guess is what you would call it. I've spent many a nights over at Good Friend having their delicious food and drinks. That's a good spot, man. So go check that out. Hat Creek Burger Company, Ben. Ever heard of that one?
Never heard of it.
It says it's quickly making its way into DFW. North Texas first Hat Creek Burger opened in McKinney in November 2017, followed by restaurants in Rowlett, Dallas, and Allen in 2018. And more are coming soon, so it's going to spread to the western part of the Metroplex as well. Hat Creek Burger Company, maybe work that into your repertoire. Keller's Drive-In, Ben.
Oh, Keller's. So I used to go to Keller's all the time with my family, and it's a fantastic burger. It's a lot like Jake's.
Drive-In, right, though?
Yeah, it's like
Sonic?
Well, yeah, but it's like, the waitresses come out, like old school and roller skates now, mm-hmm. just, you know.
They just walk out there now.
I mean, they're not always the best looking. It's not the best situation. I mean, it's not like a thriving economic area. But it's usually
tough there off Abrams
look,
and
just,
Northwest Highway.
It,
in
you
Dallas.
Are not a true Dallasite if you haven't had a Keller's burger. I mean, it is.
I haven't
awesome.
Had one, Ben.
Are you never had it? The black poppy seeds. You all get them all stuck in your teeth, but you just don't give a damn because it's so delicious.
Over there tonight.
It's almost like a fast food burger, but it's a little notch above that.
Okay.
Yep.
Kincaid's Hamburgers. Fort Worth original right there.
Heard
they got
of it.
One in South Lake as well, Weatherford, Arlington. It says small town grocery theme. So you kind of go in there and their loaded burgers are legendary, especially those loaded the Cowtown way with grilled onions and jalapenos.
Hmm.
Also have good shakes and fries, according to the article.
Yeah.
Liberty Burger. I've had the Liberty
yes.
Burger. They're kind of everywhere.
Good spot.
Maple and Motor is one of my favorite burgers. off Maple Avenue in Dallas. Small, like, you don't have a lot of options on the menu. Not a lot of room to thrive in there. You might have to wait in line if you go on lunch break. Gonna get a little grease. Get a little grease on you, all right? But very good burger right there, Maple and Motor. Also, Offsite Kitchen. Okay. Love Offsite Kitchen.
Offsite Kitchen is absolute legit. And I think it's affiliated with like Neighborhood Services, right? Or it's affiliated with some restaurant.
I just know it's in the Trinity Groves area. Yeah. So I'm not sure who their partner is, but good old stuff there. Rodeo Goat made the list there. Man, I tell you what. You go order the Brad Sham at the Rodeo Goat, you've got yourself a really good burger. The Brad Sham is very good. The fries at Rodeo Goat, incredible. The one in Fort Worth is great. There's one in Dallas as well, one in Plano, Rockwall. Get you some Rodeo Goat in you.
All right.
Shake Shack, Snuffers.
Okay, Snuffers, I like it. It's just a little too salty for me, but it's a good burger.
And Twisted Root also made
Okay, Twisted Root is legit. The guy who started Twisted Root, I used to work with him.
Really?
This is a pretty funny story. Yeah, we were in sales together. Neither one of us were long for that world. Mm-hmm. We wanted to do other things. But we were in sales together, and we were in this giant sales training meeting, and they had these consultants in, and you would have to make a sales call, cold call a business, and like 30 people are around listening to you. And he called this place, and they were rude to him in front of like 30 people. And he was at his end. He's like, I don't want to go to culinary school. I don't want to be here anymore anyway. So he kind of called back and let the lady know that she was not so nice to him on the phone, which I was everyone's like, yeah,
number one.
He became a folk hero. It's like, all right, as he's ushered out of the building.
USA chant starts.
And he goes to culinary school, meets a guy there who's a master of desserts, and then together – I just love what they've done. I'm a huge fan of Twisted Root, and I love their burgers, and I'm super happy and proud of him. Good, good people. The best burger, though, this is going to be, you might not even believe this.
Okay, is it a chain?
No, it's a one-stop shop.
Okay.
And it's the closest burger destination to my mouth when I go to sleep at night. The Farm Stand in Light Farms.
The Farm Stand.
There's a restaurant in right in the middle of my neighborhood. They hired this guy, Austin Moskowitz, who's friends with Troy Hughes. He's like a legendary chef. They hire this guy to my neighborhood. I've heard Troy brag about him for years, like culinary master. And so if you were to sit down with him and say, hey, why is this burger good? He'd say, well, we get the meat from 44 farms. Well, we get the lettuce from here. We get the tomatoes from here. We get the cheese from here. This is why we choose these buns. Da, da, da. It's like so much thought goes into every ingredient. I'm like, this is the greatest burger I've ever had. And it's like 3 minutes from my mouth.
Is it like a menu? Is it kind of like you only have a couple options or they have like six different kinds of burgers?
They got a lot, no. It's not really a burger place. They just have a burger there.
Oh, just got a burger there.
But there's apparently some farm around here. Remember we were talking about cow ranchers. There's a farm around here somewhere called 44 Farms. And
sounds like it's a bunch of farms, not
just
one.
They're legendary. There might be 41 or 42 of them. They're apparently legendary for their burger meat. They burger better. 44 Farms. If I get those patties, I want to get those patties and see if I can recreate that magic. But seriously,
Angus action, huh?
That is the best burger I've ever had in my life. But there's a lot of great burger place here in town. What? I'm surprised Keller's was on that list because it's kind of fast food. You guys have any?
What about like Burger Street? I'm a big fan of Burger Street. I don't know if that was on there. And also Stackhouse Burgers.
Ooh, Jerry Stackhouse?
Stackhouse.
Close. Okay. It's a newer spot over off of Gaston Avenue. I've been there a couple times. It is really, really... I posted a picture from there for one of the Cowboys playoff games.
Okay.
And a lot of people enjoyed it. It's really, really good stuff.
Jared, you got a burger spot?
I love a lot of the places y'all mentioned. I still think that Brahms hamburgers or cheeseburgers are underrated. I know
those burgers are good.
Yeah, you know what I love about them? The bang for your buck. Like in McDonald's, it's that you get smaller burgers. I like McDonald's. Nothing wrong with McDonald's, but Brahms, it's pretty thick.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's legit. Yeah. It's just I grow a full beard in the line waiting for it. But it's when you get it, it's worth it if you're not in a hurry.
I usually don't go. Probably now that I think about it, usually go like 11 at night.
Celebrity picks from the article. Elvis Andrews says, when I want a cheeseburger, I just go to In-N-Out.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's not Whataburger, though.
And then Dallas Mayor Mike Rollins says, Deep Ellum's Adair Saloon.
Okay, I've heard
love
of that.
Love Adair's. Yeah. Adair's really good spot, really good burger right there. Yeah, so there's a bunch of options that's on the list, but there's if there's anything we
Smash
missed,
burger.
I'm about to check out the Autoflex Leasing Fantex because you guys are going to have a bunch of stuff for us to,
yeah,
to
please
be knowing about.
Text in. I guarantee you we left off a lot of awesome burger places and did not mean to. Hop Dottie is really good.
Hop Dottie's good, yeah.
Hop Dottie's really good, too. I think that's my favorite food.
The burger?
Being stuck on an island and you can only have one food for the rest of your life, I'd be totally fine if it was cheeseburgers.